If Democrats are divided on Iraq, Republicans are torn on immigration. Those divisions were on display this week when the Republicans who control the House decided to hold off negotiating a compromise with the Republican-led Senate. Senate Republican leaders and President Bush want more border security and also a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. Most Republican lawmakers see any sort of legalization as amnesty. And the division affects politics as well as policy. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
For the Republican Party, immigration reform is a Rorschach test, either an issue that will help the GOP retain its majority or one that will hurt the party with Hispanics. Here's New York Republican Congressman Peter King, who's very clear about what he will say to his voters this fall.
My message will be in my election is I am doing all I can to stop amnesty, to stop legalization, and to secure the borders. That's what we have to do.
King's Long Island district is far from the border with Mexico, and although President Bush carried it in 2004, King has no compunctions about breaking with Mr. Bush on this issue.
The average House member is going to be elected or reelected based on what he's doing, not whether people perceive that President Bush is able to get an immigration bill through. If President Bush is able to get an immigration bill through, which they think is a bad bill, that's not going to help me if I vote for the bill.
But pollster Matthew Dowd, who was the president's chief strategist in the 2004 elections, thinks House Republicans like King have it all wrong. Dowd points to polls, including the latest Wall Street Journal survey, that show a majority of Americans favoring an approach that combines border security with a path to citizenship.
I think it's always a price to be paid where you're out of step with the majority of where the country is. House Republicans that only emphasize border security and don't have the other side of the equation risk some political fallout, not only in the short term, but in the long term, from moderates and from Latinos, so we'll see them as intolerant.
And other Republicans worry that the party's election year rhetoric is beginning to take on an anti-Hispanic cast. Republican Brian Bilbray recently won a special election in California by using the immigration issue against his Democratic opponent. Here he is on talk radio host Hugh Hewitt's program.
This is going to be the election that will decide if our grandchildren in the future learn Spanish because they want to or because they have to.
The immigration issue isn't just being used by Republicans against Democrats. It's being used by Republicans against Republicans. In Utah's 3rd congressional district, challenger John Jacob has turned the Republican primary into a fratricidal battle about one issue.
These people have come into America without permission. And they brought diseases, they brought drugs, all kinds of things.
In a recent debate on public radio station KCPW, Jacob attacked incumbent Congressman Chris Cannon for being on the same side of the issue as President Bush.
And you've rubber-stamped what he's doing, and he's now coming out to support you, and that means you'll still be on that side no matter how much you want to look like you're saying that you're tough on illegal immigration.
Those attacks put Cannon on the defensive.
That's because despite the fact that you keep saying that I'm for illegal immigration, I've been tough on the issue.
And it's possible immigration will help some Republicans hang on to their seats in November. It's an issue that energizes conservatives, who Republicans desperately need this fall. But what helps some Republicans in the short term could hurt the party in the long term. Back in 1994, then-California Governor Pete Wilson ran for re-election with a plan to crack down on illegal immigrants.
They keep coming. 2 million illegals in California. The federal government won't stop them at the border. Yet
that plan helped Wilson get reelected, but over time it diminished Hispanic support for Republicans. And as the Hispanic vote in California doubled, it helped push the state into the Democratic column. And that's just what Matthew Dowd worries could happen to Republicans again as the Hispanic vote grows nationally.
You have a series of states that has become a reason why they've gone from reliably Republican to more swing or more Democratic, states like Florida, states like Nevada, states like Colorado. Look at some of the states that are going to be key in not only midterm elections but presidential elections. It's a huge population center.
Despite repeated entreaties by President Bush, Karl Rove, and other GOP strategists, House Republicans like Peter King are not budging.
I still think in the long run this is going to be better for the Republican Party because the rule of law, I think, predominates among all people, and rather than pander, for hoping that we can appeal to one group by giving amnesty, I think we end up offending everybody.
A comprehensive approach to immigration was President Bush's number one domestic priority this term. But the White House analysis of both the policy and the politics of this issue has utterly failed to unite his party. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.